Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Seattle Mariners and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Larry Milbourne. Batting second. The center fielder, Rupert Jones. Batting third. The first baseman, Bruce Bochy. Batting fourth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dan Meyer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Simpson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Stinson. Batting eighth. The left fielder, John Hale. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mario Mendoza. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Rick Honeycutt. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mark Wagner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Billingham. And now, play ball. Larry Milbourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milbourne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards second. Wagner scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Meyer moves to second. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Meyer moves to third. Simpson moves to second. Two outs. John Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is walked intentionally. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to second. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parrish scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Milburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milburn moves to third. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0-for-1 in the game. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Milburn scores. Two outs. It's Mariners, 1, Tigers, 1. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Parrish settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Parrish. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur who is chasing the ball. Meyer reaches third base with a triple. Horton goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Mariners. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simpson. Morales reaches second base with a double. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morales moves to third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer juggles the ball. That's an error on Meyer. Morales scores. Kemp moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Mariners, 2, Tigers, 2. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the Tigers 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stinson hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza is 0-for-1 in the game. Mendoza hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Milburn hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the Tigers 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0-for-2 in the game. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simpson. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Wagner moves to third. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Morales is hit by the pitch. Shane Raleigh now pitching. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a pop-up towards short. Mendoza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up towards third. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Mendoza fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the Tigers 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simpson bunts towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Wagner covering, for the out. Meyer moves to second. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Stinson hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hale is walked intentionally. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mendoza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson strikes out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wagner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the Tigers 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Milburn hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0-for-3 in the game. Bochy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bochy. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Wagner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Morales hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LaFleur moves to third. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards second. Milburn scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the Tigers 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Simpson. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into left field. Hale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the Tigers 2. The Mariners will come to bat. John Hiller now pitching. Larry Cox pinch hits for Bob Stinson. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is called out on strikes. One out. Leon Roberts pinch hits for John Hale. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp who is chasing the ball. Roberts reaches third base with a triple. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mendoza strikes out. Two outs. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez juggles the ball. That's an error on Rodriguez. Roberts scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2. Mariners. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Cox now catching. Leon Roberts now playing right field. Joe Simpson now playing left field. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-3 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss pinch hits for Mark Wagner. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Dave McAmare pinch runs for John Wackenfuss. Byron McLaughlin now pitching. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. LaFleur hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Champ Summers pinch hits for Jerry Morales. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a fly ball into right field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Seattle Mariners, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.